This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you know it, that even on a Whip 'em Out Wednesday, it doesn't matter who I am. It matters who you are. Anyways, how are you? I hope everything has been good and grand inside of your neck of the woods over the last 24 hours or so, of course. Because it's been about 23 hours since we last hung out. If you were here yesterday, but then if you listened to the podcast with Josh Bryan and myself yesterday, then it hasn't been 23 hours because it's been lesser time. Anyways, we are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios, if you're hanging out on the video, coming from Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM. And then we are hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there. Yes, hanging out with the friends at RadioBig.fm. You know, they play some good music over there. I have to admit. Maybe I have to admit it because most of the times I'm handpicking the stuff that I'm playing on my show that's followed up after this one. Because if you're not familiar with this, this is essentially a three-hour show. And what do I mean there? Well, the first hour here, we kind of do some stuff, you know, related to safety in the news and safety. And then we drop into a full 2 hours of music and entertainment stuff. That's exactly how it goes. So just in case, if you're not familiar with this particular world on how we do it. So there you go. So if you're not familiar with the show here, we hang out, talk about safety in the news. You can interact by going to callinradio.com. That's callinradio.com. That will allow you to jump into our system, talk to us via, you know, video, audio, and text messaging. So some options there. We'll give you the peace sign. So some options there in regards to doing so. So you got some three options to move around and all that fun stuff. So there you go there. Outside of that, so then we go in and we talk about some new stuff. We bring in some broadcasters to talk about what the hell's going on. And then we talk about, you know, some main story aspect. Now, there has been some questions, and I want to bring this up because there were some questions related to some of the things. So we had a whole news cycle of stuff that we used to do. And let me explain this because I like to go in sometimes into some of the news stuff that we would do all kinds of news stories. And what do I mean when I say that? We would have in all kinds of different broadcasters and talk about this. And then I came to the realization of something. Our show started to sound like a lot of other shows. And not that it bothered me. It was just like there's nothing original besides thought process in regards of what I'm thinking, in regards of what we're talking about. I mean, if we really want to be real technical, there's nothing really original out there. We can have a whole other conversation about how some of these things happen, but that's a whole other story. But I was so looking at it going, we sound so much like other shows that are on the network that I was like, let's change it. So that's why it has become more of a intimate setting between you and I, where you and I are hanging out and just talking a little bit about some of the stuff that's going on. So anyways, a lot of back and forth yesterday, it looked like coming off of the Safety FM with the Jay Allen show. And a lot of people seem to love Josh Bryant and his messaging and his tie into Backed Into the Future. It is available on podcast, that's for sure. If you're looking at that particular, maybe I should talk about some other stuff too. If you're not aware, September the 10th through the 12th of this year, some good times in Santa Fe, New Mexico. If you want to come and hang out and do some stuff, let me explain there. So if you actually go to safetyfm.io, there's some information listed on our website that we'll be having the Conklin Conference number 3. Yes, Conklin Conference number 3 in Santa Fe, New Mexico, where we'll be doing all the fun stuff. Talking about human and organizational performance. We'll have an array of characters there, and I will talk about some of them. Mark Yeston will be there, Bob Edwards, Jen Long, just to name a few. In regards to some of the information that we'll be talking about. We will have some people that will be attending as well that we were not discussing at the very beginning, but finally have some finalization of them being there. So just for information purposes, just so you know, Conklin Conference number 3, I'll be hosting the whole thing. So if you want to come out, hang out, and do the Gizmodo with us, we would love to see you there. No doubt about it. So there you go. Anyways, why don't we start talking right away about what the hell was trending in the overnight, because I think that that's going to be important.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so today's, Wednesday, May the 8th of 2024, day 129th of the year. Only 230 saving days remaining before it's all over. So take a listen to this. Ominous news for American saving habits and new space technology waits for its day in orbit. We'll talk about that as we get into the shit list. Also, Harvey Weinstein is back at Rikers and Tom Selleck isn't actually going to lose his ranch. We'll talk about that here in just a bit. Also, production for season 2 of Wednesday has begun. We'll talk about that as we get into casting calls. Also, more details about Prince Harry's trip to England. We'll talk about that as we get into the Royals. And also, did you see it yesterday? The announcement of the new iPad Air and the new iPad Pro. Yeah, some interesting stuff. I have to tell you, when they started talking about the nano technology on the screen, if you did not watch this, you should probably watch it. It's talking about that the screen will have these little indentations so it doesn't actually hit it with so much light. Yeah, pretty cool idea. I thought it was a great idea in regards to coming up with that particular screen. It's only available on the Pro model. That's number one. And out of the 4 storage sizes that are available, it's only available on the top 2 storage sizes. And you're paying an additional $100. Yeah, an additional $100 to get that. So just so you know. And you jump from an M2 if you have the current model to an M4. What the fuck do you need an M4? For inside of an iPad. Anyways, you can see how I get a little interested in some of that stuff. I'll put it to you this way. If you have a Mac Studio Ultra on an M1, you still have a pretty powerful system, and an M2 is even more powerful than that. So what are you going to do with an M4 on an iPad? I don't know. I still love me some Apple products. Don't get me wrong. It's just weird that you would put that on there. Anyways, let's get into the news because I think that's going to be important. So let's do that right now.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
Story news in London. I'm Ollie Barrett. The US is holding up arms shipments to Israel over concerns about a ground operation in Rafah. The decision was reported over the weekend and is now confirmed by an official and marks the first time the US has delayed a potential weapons sale to Israel since Hamas attacked the country 7 months ago. Benji Hire reports.
While the Biden administration's not formally denied the transfer, it's essentially taking action through inaction, stalling its approval of two types of Boeing-made precision bombs. All whilst Israel began a military operation in the southern Gazan city of Rafah, despite US protestations. The executive branch of the government here is required to notify Congress by Wednesday on whether Israel's breached international law in this conflict, findings which could bring about even more calls to halt arms shipments to Israel, as lawmakers stateside come under intense pressure to stop supplying weapons used in this war effort, having recently passed another huge funding package for Israel worth tens of billions of dollars. The White House insists its commitment to Israel's security remains ironclad. The US is Israel's biggest financial and arms backer. Benji Hire, Washington.
The UK says a technical issue which caused huge delays at passport e-gates at airports has now been resolved. Long queues started forming on Tuesday night local time when the machines which rely on facial recognition stopped working. Airports including Heathrow, Edinburgh, Birmingham and Manchester were impacted. Officials say there is no sign of malicious activity being behind the outage. Lisa Minot, travel editor at The Sun, says it's not the first time it's happened recently.
These are things that we can solve quite quickly. But when you have several planes with, several hundred passengers all landing at the same time, any kind of delay is going to lead to very lengthy delays for passengers if they're trying to go through those ports.
Crypto exchange FTX says it has more than enough funds to repay all its customers' debts after it collapsed. The plan still needs to be approved by a bankruptcy court, but the firm believes it will have $16 billion to pay around $11 billion in debts once it sold its remaining assets. The man credited with leading North Korea's propaganda machine has died at 94. Kim Ki-nam worked closely with the country's ruling family for decades, as Chris Gilbert reports.
Although Kim Ki-nam had no blood relatives inside the ruling family, he had been a close advisor since 1966 when he was appointed chief of the country's propaganda and agitation department, working alongside current leader Kim Jong-un's father, Kim Jong-il. In the 1970s, he was put in charge of the state newspaper. He also served as the key author of multiple state slogans and is thought to have established a natural myth of leadership around the Kim family by establishing the history of Un's grandfather, Kim Il-sung, as the nation's founder.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Today, one interpretation of the latest developments in Gaza after Israel launched a military operation in Rafah despite American entreaties not to. The offensive was launched shortly after Hamas indicated it was willing to accept terms for a ceasefire, although not terms favoured by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who says more talks are needed. Sir Jeremy Greenstock is a former British ambassador to the United Nations.
Well, Israel is in charge of its own decisions, so he's not caught in a corner by other people. He's put under tremendous pressure. And you can see why Hamas has agreed to the deal that was being offered by the Qataris and the Egyptians, because it is another form of pressure on Benjamin Netanyahu that this is the last chance, as Hamas is saying, to get the hostages released. So Hamas is watching the worsening relationship between the United States and Israel, and it's watching Netanyahu under increasing pressure on the hostages front from his own people. So Hamas is not going to move either at this point, even if Palestinian citizens are going to be harmed by this attack. Both sides are showing really quite a high degree of callousness in these operations.
And Israel on Tuesday said it rejects proposals for a permanent ceasefire in the conflict. I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, the US is holding up arms shipments to Israel over concerns about the ground operation in Rafah. The UK says a technical issue which caused huge delays at passport e-gates at airports has now been resolved. Crypto exchange FTX says it has more than enough funds to repay all its customers' debts after it collapsed. And the man credited with leading North Korea's propaganda machine, Kim Ki-nam, has died at the age of 94. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush.
Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked?
Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
What do guys like besides pizza and morning sex?
Jay Allen in the morning.
It's so bizarre and unnatural.
It's all good.
On radio.
You are listening to something magical. You're listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, there you go. 19 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Whip 'em Out Wednesday. Maybe I should talk about this as I'm on the verge of going on to my rantophobia in regards of what's going on. So have you heard of this call that happens on Tuesdays once a month, the first Tuesday of the month? They call it Tuesdays at 2. So there's a community of practice that I hang out with known as the Hop Hub, hophub.org. If you have questions related to human and organizational performance, that's probably the call to be on. And what you probably need to do is just go to hophub.org and don't go to the .com. If you go to the .com, you're going to end up on a beer website, and that can become a little confusing for some, and you might end up ordering some stuff that you don't need, but that's a whole other story. But if you go to hophub.org and hang out there, you're going to probably find some info that you're looking for, number one. Number two, when you get there, if you sign up for this call, which is free, let me make sure that we're very, very inclusive here, you'll get to hang out. And hang out with a whole bunch of peeps and talk about the things that are going on inside of the industry and maybe even ask some questions about things that are going on. So if you have not hung out over there, hophub.org, hophub.org, just so you know. So let's get into the shit list because I think it's going to be important to talk a little bit, a little tiny smidgen of what's going on. So data from credit reporting agency TransUnion shows that young Americans carrying record credit card balances. Are you ready for this? In the last quarter of 2023, the average 22 to 24-year-old American had $2,834 in credit card balance. 10 years ago, adjusted for inflation, the same age group had $2,248 on average credit card balance. This is according to the Wall Street Journal. At the peak of the pandemic government spending boom, Americans saved an aggregated $2.1 trillion, meaning that the total at least for the peak, Americans had about $2.1 trillion more in assets than debts or excess saving. Now, for those excess savings are not only gone, but the number has turned negative, according to the report of the San Francisco Federal Reserve, and this is according to CNN. But let's kind of give some thought here, because this is going to be an important portion, because, listen, this is the thinking person's show. You probably had $2.1 trillion in assets, and not on the negative side, because there was shit to do. No. Understand that you did absolutely nothing during the pandemic. You hung out at home. You probably watched a lot of streaming services. And remember, that was a locked rate back then. So, yeah, that would probably be the other side of the equation. You know, sometimes I look at some of these news stories and I go, you know, if you don't think about some of the shit that's here, you'd probably get very confused on some of the stuff that's going on.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so take a listen to this. TikTok isn't going away without a fight after Congress jammed legislation that bans the app into a larger foreign aid package last month. The app Chinese parent company has filed a suit calling the ban unconstitutional on the First Amendment grounds. Officials in Beijing have publicly said that they will not sell the app, but completely shut it down instead. Next up, the company will likely seek an injunction to stop enforcement of the law, which requires it to be spun off or shut down by next January. If that fails, it's almost certainly that it will shut down before the case will make its way through the court systems. This is according to the Alternative Press. So let's talk about that, because I think that that's going to be interesting. They're going to shut down this app without trying to sell it off. Now, I would say there's probably a good chunk of people that would probably be good respondents to purchase that. I mean, people that come to mind right away would probably be somebody who's not really into the social media scene, which would probably be Apple, because they've had one that failed. A good other alternative would probably be Spotify. And yeah, I mean, just think about it on how that would tie in. And I mean, last but not least, Meta might be a good source in regards to it, because it would do all the sourcing that Meta has been wanting to do for a period of time, if you kind of give it some thought process there. So there you go. I mean, I don't know. What do you think about this? I mean, is this an important thing to you? I mean, I'll tell you. In talking to some people, and you kind of go, okay, how important is this if TikTok goes away? I mean, people are losing their shit in regards to it. I mean, it is an app. It's not like I can't live without it. Like, there's a damn app that I have on this iPad over here that I feel like I can't live without, and I can't put it on the iPad that's over there because, hey, it's not compatible. They stopped working on it. Now, that's the thing that I would think that's important, but what are you losing on TikTok? I mean, for the longest time, remember, TikTok was really mostly there for it to be little dance videos and people syncing their music. And now all of a sudden it's become this, you know, this hot array of shit in regards of what people are looking for. I mean, I don't get it, but hey, whatever.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Okay, a California Subway shop manager is recovering after an angry customer punched her in the face. Well, I guess that seems like they were pretty pissed. Because he didn't get enough ham on his sandwich. Monique Lares tells local media that he comes around the corner and I go, "What are you doing?" And he hit me over the ham. Yeah, and he hit me. He punched me. And all I could remember was it was just black. Lares says that she was called on her day off because the staff at the store couldn't get the irate customer to leave. And they even had have the receipt to show that they didn't pay for extra meat. Fortunately, the cowardly 6'5", 400-pound attacker was swiftly arrested. Lares says that she'll press charges and sue. This is according to KMPH. So hold on. You didn't get extra ham on your sandwich, so you deck somebody in the face? I mean, this is a little extreme. So, I didn't get ham. I'm going to punch you in the face because of this. I mean, that just sounds like another stupid-ass thing to do. I just don't get it sometimes. It's like, can't we ever have conversations about shit opposed to, you know, resorting to physical violence? It's a weird time. Anyways, Boeing's foray into the commercial space technology hit a snag late Monday night when the planned launch of the Starliner crew capsule was scrubbed about 2 hours before the scheduled launch. Officials say that the problem with the valve on the rocket carrying the capsule was detected. The next launch window opens Friday, but no confirmation yet if they'll try again. This is according to NBC News. Yeah, there you go. And there's a twist. Twist the knife, Elon Musk pointed out on post on X, it's a social media platform he owns, operates, that while Boeing got $4.2 billion in federal government funding to develop the astronaut capsule, they took 7 years to get it done, but SpaceX, the space travel company that he owns and operates, successfully delivered the capsule 4 years sooner for only $2.6 billion. Musk said that of his competitor, too many non-technology managers at Boeing. This is according to Elon Musk. What do you think there? I mean, it's such a weird thing. Because when you sit around and you start talking about competition, and you start talking about, hey, we were able to do this and able to do that, it sounds like sour grapes for some. I mean, I don't know. What do you deem? Is it important to go around and saying, hey, I look at it this way. If you're the best at something, why even acknowledge the competition? They would probably need to acknowledge you. Seriously? I mean, think about it. If you are a competitor brand, if you're in the U.S. side, you're Pepsi to Coke, then you're going to mention Coke if you're Pepsi. But Coke is not going to mention Pepsi because this doesn't seem like it brings any value to it. Think about that. Anyways, going forward, the Boy Scouts of America will be known as simply as Scouting America. What? In an effort to be more inclusive, in addition to allowing girls to join, the Scouts have also opened their doors to gay youth. As for why, after 114 years, they are going to be more inclusive. It all comes down to numbers, with those in charge of the organization saying that memberships are at an all-time low. This is according to AP News. In related news, the makers of Swiss Army Knife are now getting rid of the only actual blade in the multi-tool. The reasoning behind the decision is due to the stricter regulations of knives in many places and that customers simply aren't using it as much as other tools. This is according to CNN, and probably because you're going to get, you know, some issues if you're trying to get through a TSA and you have that thing on you. Just saying. Anyways, take a listen to this. Ian Gelder has died. He passed away on Monday after a battle with cancer. Gelder is best known for his role in Game of Thrones. Also in some other news, Susan Buckner has died. She passed away on May the 2nd with loved ones by her side, according to a statement from the family. No further details were shared. Buckner is best known for her role of bubbly cheerleader Patty Simcox, who starred opposite to Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta in Grease. She was 72 at the time of her passing. What other stuff do we have here? Hillary Duff welcomed her third child with her husband, songwriter Matthew Como, if you want to know. The newborn was named Towns Meadow Bear. Arrived via water birth on May the 3rd. Towns Joy's big sister, 5-year-old, and 3-year-old May, as well as big brother, 12-year-old Luca, who's Duff shares with her ex-husband, hockey player Mike Comey. So there you go. If you wanted to know that stuff. Anyways, let's talk about the numbers real quick. The Dow increased by 31 points to close at 38,884 on Tuesday. The S&P ticked up 6 points to close at 5,187. And the NASDAQ lost about 16 points to close at 16,332. West Texas Intermediate closed at $78 a barrel. And Brent crude was at $83 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.64 on Tuesday. And Bitcoin ticked down, trading just over $63,000 on Tuesday evening. There was more than 4,325 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Tuesday, and about 190 such cancellations. A Florida resident won the $215 million Powerball jackpot. The winner can also choose between the $100.1 million cash option. Tonight's drawing will be for $20 million or a $9.3 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you have the opportunity to do so. Also in some news real quick, as I talked about at the very top, Harvey Weinstein is back behind bars after a cushy hospital stay. The disgraced movie mogul sent back to Rikers on Monday after it was made apparent that he had been given special amenities while receiving medical care, including having access to a phone, private bathroom, and a TV. Weinstein was hospitalized just hours after the conviction and 23-year sentence for rape and criminal sex acts that was overturned last month. He was ultimately diagnosed with pneumonia, which required him to stay hospitalized. This is according to the New York Post. So how long was he in the hospital for? Sounds like a long period of time. I mean, I'm just saying. I don't know. I'm just asking the question. I just ask because that's how it goes. Anyways, 32 minutes past top of the hour. And let's do this. Let's go ahead and get into that thing that we call our main story. Because it might be time to do so, to do so, to do so. Yeah. Main story time.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay. So where do we want to go today? What do we want to talk about? Because there's so many things that are going on inside of this little world of ours in regards of this. And maybe we should talk a little bit about this. So I am sure that you've heard of something known as Safety One. I'm sure you have heard of something called Safety Two. But have you heard of something called Safety Three? No. Safety three. I recently heard the term that it's safety that has come down from heaven. Now, I am not joking as I say this, and now I'm not trying to create some level of controversy. But safety three is a terminology that's being thrown out there. And I remember many, many, many moons ago, I had the lovely opportunity. I want to say this was the first time that I had the opportunity to do so. I got to talk to Dr. Todd Conklin on whatever the show was called back then. Maybe it was called the Safety FM. And he was telling me that he was not too concerned about what names of these things were. And that was about, give or take, 6 years ago. It's amazing to me that now we're coming up with these terms, Safety 3. Now, I keep on looking at this and I go, why are all these name changes going into place? Like, why are all these things now coming about going, okay, this is what it is. I mean, are we going to end up with like Fast and the Furious? I mean, are we going to be like at part 10 at some point, like 10.1 and all this other stuff? Because I get very hung up on what we title stuff. I get very hung up sometimes on how we do some of our things and then go, hey, it's information to talk about and information to move forward with. So as I look at this and I go, is the titling so important, or is the important portion the information on what is going on? Because listen, safety one, safety two, safety three, if you want to put that out there, what are they all in take of? Well, they should have some level of being related to making people safe. Now, you do not have to agree with all aspects of this stuff. If you hung out with me on Friday, you might have heard that I was talking about on Safety FM Mini on something that I call a toe. Yes, a toe. Meaning theory of everything. And I talked a little brief moment in time about theory of everything after you come out of a conference. And coming out of Energy Safety Canada and looking at what we would deem a toe, I look at it and I go, what's important? What is the stuff that we look at and go, this makes sense to do? Because when you go to a conference, you are going to take these theories, you're going to take these concepts and go, what is the best one that works for you? And when I start hearing safety one, safety two, safety three, you know, mother goose and hen and all that shit, that's the stuff that I start thinking about. I start thinking about what are these concepts that are going to work. So at the end of the day, I don't know if you're a practitioner of safety one. I don't know if you're a practitioner of safety two. I don't know if somebody's just doing marketing for safety three. You have to do what you think is going to work best for you. I look at it and I go like this. You have to take these implementations, these philosophies, these programs, and make it for what is going to work best for you. I recently was able to have a conversation, and I was talking to a gentleman that he is a behavior-based safety person, meaning that that's what he goes around and teaches people. But he was talking about how do you operationalize HOP into that system? At that particular point, aren't we trying to look at the best of both worlds? And isn't that the concept when it's all said and done of being able to tie them all together for it to make sense? I mean, look at it from this particular portion. When you start off with a new concept of something, you're almost doing what I would refer to as a bolt-on. And what do I mean when I say that? Well, you're adding to a program, so you are bolting X on to whatever you have pre-existing. I know, you hear that and go, what in the hell is going on? But that's the stuff to think about, because at the end of the day, isn't a lot of this a bolt-on that you would have to look at and go, this is how we're going to be able to progress forward? Because without it, wouldn't it just be flavor of the month?
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder's smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long-proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A-plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Rated R Safety Show.
Sarcastic? Never.
Embrace a daily boost of nature with Field of Greens. Discover the simple power of one scoop to elevate your well-being. Enjoy the flavor that appeals to you the most, and let the blend of organic fruits and vegetables enhance your life. Experience the following benefits with Field of Greens. Noticeable energy increase to power you throughout the day.
Improved quality of sleep.
Enhanced digestive comfort and a general uplift in your wellness. Field of Greens stands out with the selection of organically grown ingredients, each carefully picked for its benefits to your heart and overall health. We are confident that you'll appreciate the benefits of Field of Greens. If it doesn't meet your expectations, we offer a straightforward money-back guarantee. Jumpstart your health journey with a special offer, 15% off your first purchase plus complimentary expedited shipping. Just visit fieldofgreens.com and use the code SAFETYFM to redeem your discount. That's SAFETYFM at fieldofgreens.com. Experience nature's touch at fieldofgreens.com/SAFETYFM. And don't forget to tell them that Jay Allen sent you.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
In order to save the planet from cow farts, why doesn't someone just invent really large gas X pills?
John, what's that awful stench?
Radio.
Some of the best things in life come to those who wait, but we ain't waiting for shit.
Radio Big.
Even if
Okay, here you go. Rated R Safety Show, hanging out on this lovely Whip'em Out Wednesday. Thanks for all who participated in that, of course. Yep, 45 minutes past the top of the hour. We're getting to do our thing, no doubt about that. Yeah, some good times as we are hanging out doing our stuff here on the Rated R Safety Show. This right here, now this is a Moonlight by Free the People. Available on Spotify, YouTube Music, and Apple Music. We'd like to thank Free the People for allowing us to play this right here on the Rated R Safety Show. Yeah, you can come out and hang out and take a listen. Yeah, good stuff. Okay, so there you go. Let's get back into the moves and the grooves and stuff. Here we go. Let's do the chorus one more time. Take a listen to the chorus. The chorus, chorus. Here we go. Hit it. Yeah, some Moonlight. You know how it goes around here. I get stuck on music. I'll tell you, if we ever do this on the Rated R Safety Show, or not on the Rated R Safety Show, but on Radio Big alone, like if we did a full episode of this, I will tell you the amount of music that will be intertwined into this 3 hours of this, especially this first hour on how we do this, I think you might be like, wow, why don't we just do the show like that? But the video, here's where the problem comes. The video aspect, and also going into the other aspect where it comes into being on Safety FM, we have some issues where it comes into music, but we can leave that for another day. Let's talk about some of the things that are going to be important to you. If you don't mind, let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at True Right Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And True Right Love on Her Arms wants you to know that people have been where you are now and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com to find out more information. That's True Right Love on Her Arms. So there you go. Once you get there, all kinds of information readily available for you in regards of addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, and grief support, just to name a few. If you can't find what you're looking for, there is a portion on there for you to be able to suggest programs for mental health providers are invited to submit their programs. So there you go. Also, there are scholarships available. You can apply for a treatment and recovery scholarship, just in case if you're taking a look around for that. That's TWLOHA.com, True Right Love on Her Arms. So there you go. And sometimes people ask, what does that exactly mean? Probably go to their website and take a look at their story on how that whole thing started. It's kind of mesmerizing when it's all said and done. Let's talk about this real quick. Sleepcation and the latest vacation trends. It's one that I could use all the time. Taking a sleepcation is a getaway that takes the opposite approach of traditional vacations where you might run yourself ragged trying to hit every amazing attraction that you've seen on TikTok and pack a pile of enriching activities at the same time. And what exactly is sleepcation? It can be simply taking a vacation with the intention to get a good night or a few good nights. Of sleep, that is. And that could involve checking into a hotel in your own city, one with a special sleep package that includes enhanced ways to get a great night's sleep, like fancy bed, blackout curtains, sound machines, or sleep-enhancing supplements. Or you could book yourself into a full sleep retreat where experts can help guide your physical and mental wellness to make sure that you're feeling renewed, refreshed, and relaxed. Sounds simple and relaxing, of course. Once my wife gets involved, it's going to become incredibly organized, rigid, overbooked, and financially crippling. Well, as I always say, the perfect vacation would be one that I don't have to wear pants. Really? One that you don't have to wear pants. I guess that's one way to look at it. It's all said and done. I mean, would you go on a sleepcation? It sounds like a weirdy-eerdy one to me. That's what I'm saying. I don't know how you look at it, but it's definitely one of the weird sides of life. Anyways, let's talk about extra why. Scientists in Ohio State University say that exercise breaks during long lectures can help both professors and students stay focused and energized. Their students determined that a five-minute exercise sessions during lectures were not only feasible but also capable of having positive impacts on students' attention and motivation, engagement with their peers, and enjoyment of the course. Some of the exercise performed by students included jumping jacks, lunges, overhead presses, with a backpack, of course, and hamstring stretches. The author of the study feels that it's impossible for anyone to stay on task for 80 minutes straight without the attention span, waning off. And by giving students the exercise break, it can help them get their minds back into the lecture. And over in gym class, they're still trying to convince the jocks to take a break from exercise and study for 5 minutes. I'm just saying. Anyways, recent research says that the secret of succeeding at fitness goal might be having a supportive friend. Yeah, Berkeley University study found that those who paired their workout with a pal were more likely to show up and pump up, and those who plan to exercise solo. The research team conducted that two benefits made by a buddy system is more bankable. First, people enjoyed the social aspect of going to the gym with a friend, making it something to look forward to. Second, meeting a friend at the gym gave the participants a sense of accountability that led to consistently follow through. My friends are such more likely to support me in a chicken wing eating contest than getting fit. I'm just saying what it says, man. Don't shoot the messenger. Just shoot the message. If you know what I'm saying there. Anyways, I think it's time for something a little bit more positive. So let's go ahead and bring some John Smalls into our life. So let's do that right now.
Brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com. The motivation. Today's quote was submitted by Chris. Jason Fried said, "There's nothing wrong with staying small. You can do big things with a small team." I agree 100%. I know companies who make millions of dollars every year with a small team of people who really care. You don't have to be the biggest crew to get the job done. If you have the right 3 or 4 people, they will outperform the wrong 300 or 400 people. When you're building a team, you want to find the right people and you want to treat them right so they stay with you forever. I know a guy who said he never taught anyone on the team too much so they couldn't leave him to compete with him. And I said, so instead, you're paying them to stay here and not be the best? The Motivation Minute. Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
It's a show, and they just make fun of a whole bunch of people. It's just too funny. It's too stupid.
Rated R, Safety Show.
Oh, yes, Rated R Safety Show. Let's talk about this real quick. Kevin Spacey now faces a civil trial in the UK. He's being sued by a man who claims he suffered psychiatric damage and other financial loss after being sexually assaulted by the actor in August of 2008. The civil trial follows last summer's criminal trial for the same accusations, plus those three other men. Spacey was found not guilty. A date has not been set for the civil case. So just information right there. Let's talk about this real quick. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. So let's see. Let's take a look around and let's go into 2019. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp signs the Heartbeat Bill. The new law bans abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy, which is when a fetal heartbeat can be detected. Georgia is the fourth state to enact such a law. That happened back in 2019. If we're looking at some birthdays for today, let's talk about some of those. Ethan Wacker turns 22. Nikki Rommel turns 24. Michael Penix turns 24. Let's see. Olivia Culpo turns 32. Io Sky turns 34. Kemba Walker, 34 as well. Niall DeMarco turns 35. Stephen Amell, 43. Matthew Davis, 46. Enrique Iglesias turns 49. Melissa Gilbert turns 60. And David Attenborough turns 98 today. So there you go. There you go. Some birthdays going on today. If you're looking at some days of the week to celebrate, or days of the month to, or wow, I can't even talk. Days of the year. Let's go with that one to celebrate. I have some of those for you. Are you ready for you? It's National Have a Coke Day. I didn't say National Have a Pepsi Day. I said National Have a Coke Day. National Third Shift Workers Day. World Facilities Management Day. Iris Day. National Coconut Cream Pie Day. Free Trade Day. National Receptionist Day. No Socks Day. World Ovarian Cancer Day. Donate Day Wages to Charity Day. So there you go. Some stuff to think about if you're so inclined to do so. No doubt about that. Let's talk about Did You Know real quick. Researchers from Hamilton, Ontario, McMaster's University says that expiration dates on your groceries don't paint the accurate picture of when it's time to throw out the food. And there are several new packaging products that could soon check for bacteria and signal when it's time to dispose of it. But the problem is that despite the estimates that it would only cost pennies to add a smart technology to each bag or box of food, manufacturers are reluctant to tack on more of the cost already for rising grocery prices. The researchers, however, argue that smart packaging would end up saving consumers money by cutting down food waste. What was the actual need of pushing back the date in the refrigerator detector? I mean, I'm just saying. And then here becomes the question. If you have one of those on your milk products, are you going to really to use it? Or are you going to say, hey, it's time to throw this away? I mean, I'm just saying. Anyways, if you need a random joke for today, here you go. Before marriage, a man will lie awake at night thinking about something you said. After marriage, he'll fall asleep before you finish saying it. There you go. That's one. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. What is the worst shopping experience you've ever had? If you need a question for the water cooler, try this one. Would you rather be too hot or too cold, and why? And then here you go. If you need to, let's not do that yet. So there you go. That's it. That's all I got. At the top of the hour, I'll be going over to RadioBig.fm if you want to come and hang out with me for the next couple of hours or so. We get to hang out and do all the stuff that we get to do. It's always a grand time hanging out with you, no doubt about that. If you don't go over there and you stay on Safety FM, Sheldon Primus will come in, take over, and talk about the world of safety consulting, because that's what he does. That's what he talks about. Anyways, thank you for always being best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. If I can and may leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. May your choices reflect your hopes, not your fears. Think about that. Think about that one. That is for sure. Anyways, I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you. Mean it. Goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Oh, my dear, wish it wasn't so. It seems that now you have to go. I hid in this place until the day. Even in all the pain, dear child, the moon bleeds bloodshot red eyes. Just move and sway, just move and sway.